The Racing Pod.
Looking ahead to this year's Galway races? Then don't miss The Racing Pod live with Off the Ball. Join me, John Duggan and Johnny Ward, alongside special guests Joe Canning, Barry Geraghty and Paul Nolan, for an afternoon of racing insight, expert tips and plenty of crack. We'll be live from Mary Mullins Pub on Tuesday, July the 28th, previewing all the big action from Ballybrit with thanks to William Hill. Tickets are on sale now at offtheball.com/events. The Racing Pod live, July the 28th at Mary Mullins Pub. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Off the ball.
Off the ball. GAA.
Super Shape Kerry, we're looking ahead to a very exciting weekend of ladies football action. Obviously, you're facing the Dubs in the semi-final. 6 games unbeaten now for this Kerry side. A nice little statistic to head into the weekend with.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're on a good run of form at the moment since the Munster Championship. So really looking forward to this weekend and yeah, excited to get going.
You overcame Meath in the quarterfinal down home 2 weeks ago now. It was being titled as some as a little bit of a revenge match because you know they'd knocked you out in the semi-final stage last year. Was it like that for you or just another game?
Yeah, I suppose we didn't go into it thinking like that, really. It was the next game and a chance to get us back into an All-Ireland semi-final. But I suppose in the back of your mind as well, you are aware of what happened last year and, you know, the way we were knocked out, you know, not performing to our own standards and, you know, feeling that we left stuff behind us on the pitch. So, you know, it is in the back of your mind, all right. And it probably was a bit of extra motivation if we needed any.
You took control of the game early on and just never let up against us. A Meath side who's probably have a little bit of an up and down season, but you know, when you've got the likes of Emma Duggan and Kira Smith starting maybe slightly unexpectedly, you can never be too sure what will show up in front of you. Were you delighted with how consistent you played?
Yeah, I think our last few performances there against Tip, Kildare and Meath, we've been, I suppose, building steadily and, you know, it was great, I suppose, to put in such a commanding performance and, you know, I suppose we're trying to reach our own standards as well and see what standards that we do reach and, you know, things to improve as well. So, you know, we definitely do put a lot of time into the opposition before the game, but after it, it's all focusing on what we did ourselves or what targets we didn't reach ourselves as well. So they're all the things that we can improve now for the semi-final.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear Mark Burke after the game still note that there was a couple of areas that maybe you weren't overly enamoured with and you can work on. It just shows that you're not going to be resting on your laurels, this Kerry group anyway.
Yeah, definitely not. And I suppose Mark is a great man for that. You know, he's always looking for better and looking for more. So, you know, he's never happy unless we're reaching all of our targets. And I suppose that's a good way to be as well, because, you know, there's always room for improvement there. And he's not afraid to tell us about it either. So, yeah, it definitely does keep everyone honest. And, you know, you know what you need to improve for the next time. And I suppose what we are working at in training over the last 2 weeks as well, because we know what a test is coming as well.
You've been building really nicely so far this year. I think it's safe to say any player I've spoken to has said the league was just so topsy-turvy, you couldn't really tell what any team was at. But since the Munster Championship, you've been on a real upward curve and it looked like it all really kind of clicked into place in that Kildare game.
Yeah, I think the league was a bit of a mixed bag for a lot of teams, I think, in the end. And, you know, going into the final day and so many teams that could have got relegated as well. It was kind of interesting. I suppose it hasn't really been like that over the last few years. So it made really interesting games in the last round anyway. But yeah, we were delighted to stay up anyway. You know, that was our main goal going into it, that we wouldn't get relegated. So, you know, it was about moving on then and taking learnings from that. And I suppose we went into the Waterford game in the first round of the Munster full of confidence after, you know, a good few weeks of training and challenge games. But we played really well for 40 minutes and then kind of just fell apart. So to go from then and, you know, win the last 6 games on the bounce and I suppose be improving with each game, it's been massive. And, you know, we do take big confidence from that. I suppose we got a great performance there in our doubleheader in Newbridge, and you know, to have such a Kerry fan base behind us up there, it was great to be able to put in a good performance and carry that form then into the Meath quarterfinal as well.
In terms of what you've been conceding over the last couple of games, like 4 points and then 8 points in your last 2 games and racking up big scores yourselves, it's obviously something that you're targeting, not giving away goals maybe since that Munster Championship.
I think the defence are definitely, you know, putting in lots of work. I suppose defending their one-on-one battles, but also being there to support each other as well. And, you know, I think since Mary Ellen got her player of the match in the Munster final, I don't think she's had too many saves to pull off at all. So the defence are definitely doing their job, and yeah, they'll definitely need to be on their toes again the next day. But I suppose that starts with work from the forwards, and I think especially, you know, our half forward line are doing absolutely unbelievable tracking up and down the pitch, and the midfield as well, you know, they never stop. So I suppose it does give the backs a bit of a chance to set up, and you know, it is based on the pressure that's coming from up the field, so it is something that we are working on, and hopefully we can support them with that again.
Yeah, you mentioned the game in Kildare was a doubleheader with the lads team. They had a brilliant victory over Dublin at the weekend. Do you take a lot of positivity from that? Is there just a really good atmosphere down in Kerry at the moment around in football?
Yeah, I think, you know, Kerry's a massive county for the football regardless. But, you know, when the men's team are doing well and, you know, there's a lot of talk about it and, you know, there's just a great buzz around the county. And, you know, we do feed off that, even to see the scenes after they beat Dublin the last day in Croke Park and, you know, what it means to them. You do feed off that energy and, you know, try to bring it into your own group as well. So, you know, definitely when both teams are doing well, the county is happy. And yeah, we feed off that energy and try to bring it into our performances.
Take a look at this Saturday, 5:15 in Turles. You're facing a Dublin team who you haven't faced in championships since the 2023 All-Ireland final, and you've had very different routes to here so far. You had a real comprehensive win over Mayo in the quarterfinal, whereas Dublin had that dramatic comeback against Cork. Do you think that will affect the game at all, how you've approached the semi-final?
Yeah, I suppose Dublin got a real test in their quarterfinal. You know, it was an unbelievable game. They were, you know, Cork probably had one foot in the final or in the semi-final, you know, with 5 minutes to go being 5 points up, and, you know, Dublin didn't give up and they got their two goals, and, you know, probably is an eye-opener for everyone that the game isn't over until the final whistle, and, you know, fair play to them for sticking at it and getting those two late goals. But yeah, I suppose two different paths. We had an easier game, I suppose, against Meath, but then again, you can only play what's in front of you. And, you know, it's back to what Mark is on about, you know, making sure that we're hitting our own standards and, you know, not just, you know, being happy with the win, but making sure that each target is being hit as well. And, you know, if you're learning from every game, be it a win or a loss, then yeah, you're going in the right direction. So we're happy to be, you know, pushing on in our own targets. And yeah, hopefully that'll help us now going into Dublin the next day.
Obviously, every area of the pitch is going to be key, especially when you get down to the semi-final stage. But where do you think the winning and losing of this game will be on Saturday?
Yeah, I suppose Dublin have some unbelievable forwards, and, you know, our defence has been going quite well. So I think that'll be interesting to see how much we can shut them down, or, you know, they have some really good flair players who can, you know, do anything when they get the ball in their hand. So that'll be interesting. And I suppose on our side as well, then we've been putting up massive scores as well. So it'll be interesting to see how their defence is tested as well. You know, I think on both sides, you know, there's two great sets of forwards and equally two brilliant sets of backs. So it'll be interesting to see if it's a tight at the back, or if it's a bit of a shootout. And yeah, we'll see what type of a game it turns into.
Yeah, it could be a real game of chess, couldn't it? Seeing who's going to pick up who here.
Yeah. There's some, you know, massive players for them, and they're still backboned by great experience. You know, the likes of Niamh Herdershin in midfield has had a massive season. You know, you have Kate Sullivan, Caoimhe O'Connor, Lauren McGee, Orla Nolan, all who have, you know, multiple All-Irelands. So, you know, they still do have that core group of girls who have been there and done that. And yeah, we're looking forward to taking them on.
I spoke to Emma Costello. She was voted the GPA player of the month for June. And I was saying that it's easily overlooked that she doesn't have that All-Ireland medal, because we associate this Kerry squad with the team that got over the line in 2024. Obviously, she was pregnant at the time. Would it be great for you to reach an All-Ireland final so she gets another crack at this as well as everybody else?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think there's about 20 girls on the panel who actually don't have an All-Ireland medal. So, you know, there has been a massive change over, I suppose, we do have a core group of players probably a lot of the starting team who were there when we got over the line in 2024, but there's a massive younger group in, and some who were, you know, off travelling J1s and stuff the year we did finally get over the line. So there's a lot of girls in there without an All-Ireland medal, and that's definitely added motivation. You know, you want everyone to get over the line, and Emma's just been unbelievable, you know, the last 2 years, especially coming in again after having her baby Molly. You know, she's what she's put into it, and yeah, you'd love nothing more for her to get an All-Ireland medal. But yeah, we know there's a lot of work to be done before then, but yeah, she's just an inspiration for everyone in the team, and yeah, it's great to have her around the place and to have her putting on the Kerry ladies jersey.
How will you be feeling now for the next couple of days? I'll say it's Wednesday at the moment, kickoff is 5:15 on Saturday afternoon. Do you get nervous the week leading up to it, or just before the game in the dressing room?
I suppose at the moment the main feeling is excitement, looking forward to going to training, and I suppose, you know, putting together the finishing touches, and you know, getting a few more kicks at the ball. You know, it's just great to be within the group and with the girls, and, you know, preparing for an All-Ireland semi-final. You know, that's what you want to be at, and that you look forward to as a child, you know, putting on the Kerry jersey. So I think at the moment it's full of excitement, and looking forward to what's ahead on Saturday.
Do you relish these conditions now when it's absolutely balmy out? You can really place the ball. You know, you're not dictating winter conditions with the wind or everything. Are these your ideal set of circumstances to be playing in?
Yeah, I think the drier weather definitely suits us, and you know, the way we like to move the ball and kick the ball fast up the pitch, and take scores from distance, whatever. Yeah, these conditions are probably ideal. The heat maybe is a bit hotter than usual, and it's just been trying to get used to that at training over the last 2 weeks, I suppose, and, you know, prepare as best we can. I think it's still meant to be fairly hot at the weekend in Thurles. So yeah, just the heat is something that we have to, I suppose, take extra care with. And we had a really roasting day, the day of our Munster final as well. I suppose that kind of had came out of nowhere, so we didn't have much preparation for that. But I think, you know, there's no excuse now for the next day. We've had plenty of time to be adapting to it.
Yeah, you're acclimatised down there, so in Kerry.
Yeah, nowhere better to be when the sun is shining than down in Kerry. So yeah, we're well acclimatised now.
In terms of taking your mind off things coming up to the week, I know you're a big soccer football fan. Have you been keeping an eye on the World Cup a lot?
Yeah, it's been great. I suppose you don't know what to do with yourself these days, that it's kind of coming to a close, and, you know, only having two games during the week this week is a bit different to having something on TV every day of the week. Yeah, it's been great to be able to sit down and watch the games the evenings we don't have training. You know, it's something to keep your mind off things, and yeah, just to see some of the best players in the world playing, it's unbelievable. So really looking forward to the final now on Sunday, and see who comes out on top.
Well, Schiffer, the very best of luck this Saturday, and we'll chat to you down there.
Thanks very much.
Off the ball, GAA.